living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So are you jeopardizing your health by practicing bad habits that keep you sick? Most of us create a list of New Year's resolutions to finally get healthy, and that's fine, but we forget that we also need to create a list of some of our bad habits. Why? So we can stop doing them, right? Sometimes you got to sit down and make a list of these things so you know what you're doing that's not good. The bad habits that got us unhealthy in the first place are the same bad habits that can prevent any of the good ones that we're trying to develop from helping us. So I'm here with Dr. Kathy Groover. She's author of the Alternative Medicine Cabinet. Dr. Groover, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So we just talked about the positive things to do, right? Multivitamin, make sure you get magnesium, drink more water, and poop. So those are four really important things. And we laugh a little bit, but those are four really important things to do. But I want to talk more some about the bad things that we don't, and maybe some people don't even know some of these habits are bad. I can tell you right now, let me give you an example, Dr. Groover. When I was in medical school, I wasn't feeling, I was stressed out. You know how it can be, right? So I think it was about halfway through, I said to myself, okay, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to start exercising. And I did that. But there was one thing, and it really wasn't my fault, that I wasn't doing that was keeping me from being healthy, and that was sleeping. So here I was eating better, exercising, but I wasn't sleeping. And I think it was kind of negating some of the efforts I was trying to make in those other things. So let's talk a little bit about some of these bad habits. What do you think is the top three or four bad habits we do in this country?
Yeah, and it's funny because actually, to me, sleep is one of those pillars of health. I mean, you need to eat, and just like we talked about, you need to eat good food, you need to drink water, you need to expel the things out of our body that we don't need, and we really do need sleep. And I think people are running on empty. And one of the dangers is then you're tired during the day, and what do people turn to? Rather than deep breathing or water, they're turning to caffeine and 5-hour energy and stimulants and Monster, and, you know, all these energy drinks, which I don't think we should be artificially keeping ourselves awake, especially at night when we should be sleeping. And, you know, I went through college. I wrote a dissertation. I remember, you know, having to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning and cram for an exam or, oh, guys, I just got to write two more pages. That's a rare thing. And I see people actually living their life that way, where they'll start with the caffeine at 5 or 6 at night to keep themselves awake. And I think that's a really bad habit to get into. It messes with our body's ability to regenerate itself, and it just kind of messes with all the other systems in our body. So I think I completely agree that sleep is one of those pillars that we really need to be paying attention to.
So the bad habit would be not sleeping, which so many of us do. I read a study one time that showed that doing email, for instance, or doing anything in front of a, you know, like a computer where you're close to the screen is almost like drinking a cup of coffee. And how often do people do their emails like at midnight right before they're trying to go to bed?
Right. So
that's a bad habit. You know,
that is a bad habit. Or something else that I see people doing is they're eating in a hurried or rushed or stressful state. They're shoving food in their mouth on the freeway. They're eating in front of their desk during work. They're watching a really negative news program. And they might be eating really great, nutritious food, but they're negating part of that benefit from eating it in a hurried, stressed state. We're in a stressed state with a fight or flight response, we're not digesting food properly. We're not pulling the nutrients we need. So eating in a more mindful way, and I studied mindfulness this past year with Thich Nhat Hanh, and we did a mindfulness eating exercise, and I'm a fast eater, I will say. It took me a half an hour to get through half a sandwich. It was the slowest, most mindful way I've ever eaten. And now I don't have time to do that every day. I'd never get out of the house.
Right.
But, you know, to be conscious of what you're actually putting in your body, which is one of the other bad habits we have, is we're living in a state of stress. And stress really isn't the problem because we can't control the stress, but we can control our reaction to it. And so much of us are either living in the past, regretting things, replaying things negatively over and over and over again, or we're living in fear of the future, and I think that's a very dangerous place to be. The more we can stay grounded in the present and eliminate that stress response, we're going to see a huge increase in our health.
You know, go back to that, the fast eat. I'm a fast eater, too, by the way. I was the youngest of five kids, Dr. Groover, and I had an older brother that if I didn't get my food down, he took it from me. So I'm blaming him, And I think I can do that. I think that's okay. But I don't know if I could. I think it would take me, you know, a half a sandwich and a half in 30 minutes. I don't know if I could do that. I think that might be physically impossible for me. So we have some bad habits. So we're not sleeping. We're eating too fast. Let's talk a little bit about the stress thing. You mentioned something interesting about living more in the now. Right. Do you think that when it comes to dealing with chronic stress, you're right, we can't just get rid of it. We have busy jobs, busy lives. Instead of reaching for the pills, right, that calm us down and stuff, is there a better way that we can think of stress in our own minds that might eliminate some of that? Is there anything you do when it comes to the mindfulness of stress that works for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm very type A. I'm go, go, go. I have my hand in, you know, 500 pockets.
No, not you.
Yeah, a little bit. Capricorn, type A, only child. You know, I do hip-hop dancing for fun. You know, I'm not, you know, don't sit down and tell me to meditate. But what I found that is really useful for me is once you acknowledge that what you're dealing with is out of your control, and stress is a feeling of being out of control. If you could control it, it wouldn't be stress. It would be just a normal thing. So once you go, okay, you know what, I can't control that IRS audit, you can manage your reaction to it. You can put things in order. You can take control of what you can take control of. And rather than worrying about the future, and one of the monks when I was studying this past year had the most wonderful thing to say. There was a woman waiting to have a test result, and it was going to take her a week before she knew what this result was. And basically, it was going to be a life or death conclusion. Either she had terminal cancer or she didn't. That was her big decision. And she wasn't going to know this for a week. She couldn't stop thinking about it. She was ruining her current state of being because all she could think about was projecting into the future of, oh, my God, what if I have this cancer? And the monk that she was talking to about this said, what do you know right now? And the woman said, well, right now I'm healthy. That's all I know. And the monk said, well, then why would you want to suffer twice?
Oh, yeah.
So in her projecting into the future and worrying so much about what if that happens, she was suffering more than once, and I see, and I'm guilty of, I mean, we're all guilty of this, we're human beings on this planet, but for me to worry about what's going to happen or not 2 months from now doesn't change anything, it doesn't help anything, it doesn't change that future outcome, it just makes me miserable now. And so that's one of the things I've really held with me is, how many times do I want to suffer for one thing? Or, you know, bring stuff back from the past of, oh, I said that mean thing to this kid when I was 5. Okay, you know what? He's probably not thinking about it. So now let's move forward from that, or else I'm punishing myself again and again. And that's really hung with me.
Right. So if you're, you know, for my listeners, obviously you can tell Dr. Gruber is very articulate, a definite expert. Her book is wonderful, The Alternative Medicine Cabinet. Once again, can you give us the website, Dr. Gruber, where they can go purchase the book?
Yeah, absolutely. It's thealternativemedicinecabinet.com, and my new book on stress is there as well, Conquer Your Stress. So yeah, check it out. Got some great stuff there.
So you have two books, right? So the Conquer Your Stress one, I'm assuming you go through some of the stuff you just mentioned here about that mindfulness of stress, and so I know they're going to be good reads. What do you have planned for the future, Dr. Gruber? I mean, you are type A. I mean, you must have about 5 things planned just for this year, right?
I have some fun personal goals. I do flying trapeze for fun, and one of the things I want to do is I want to master my swing well enough to do what's called a return, where after my catch, I fly back to the bar I already left. So that's kind of my silly fun goal. But yeah, I actually just started working on my next book. So in between flying trapeze, I got a book to write. So.
Okay, all right. I love it. I love that perspective and how you prioritize it, right? That's awesome. So again, the book is The Alternative Medicine Cabinet. It's Dr. Kathy Gruber, one of my favorite guests. And we're definitely going to have to have you come back on, talk a little bit about some other issues like gastrointestinal health. I think that would be very important. So thank you for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.